you know, again, this is not, we speak of wisdom. There's great wisdom here in the scriptures, you know, in the New Testament. But it's not wise in this world. It's not going to help you get ahead in this world. It's going to, if anything, it's going to make you fall behind. I'm not saying you shouldn't pay your bills or take care of business, but what I'm saying is, it's not for that. Some people think that godliness is a way of gain, you know. They give money to get money. You know, all that prosperity preaching on television. It's very popular because by it, their portion is made rich. You know, these ministers make a lot of money off of you. They make merchandise of you. I'm not here to make merchandise of you. I'm just here to share with you my walk a little bit. Again, the princes of this world, he mentions, you know, the leaders, the princes, the rulers, Archon, the first, those who are, you know, first in the heart of his countrymen, you know, that, so to speak. The princes of this world do not understand this hidden wisdom of God. God hides wisdom. I've said this many times. God hides wisdom. And the scriptures say, the Lord said, I will dwell in the thick darkness. There's a darkness that swirls around God, hiding from man what God is, so that man by his wisdom can't see God. You know how I know this? I've looked at philosophy of religion. I've studied philosophy of all kinds of things. They're all wrong. I even studied the Bible, and by my own wisdom, I couldn't get it. This is how I know this is all true, because by my own wisdom, I could not figure it out. For 13 years, and like I've said in the last chapter, I'm not a dummy. You know, for, like I said, I don't call myself gifted. That's what my teacher said. You know, that's what the test results came back saying. Someone who has a perfect reading comprehension ability can't figure it out. Though I understood what all the sentences said, I couldn't hear the message. Until one day, and it's funny because as I was reading it, but because of the interference of the wisdom of the world and religion and that cloud of darkness swirling around, I couldn't see God. Though he was leading me and calling me. But then he sent forth a preacher that I could hear the gospel. And it's funny, the gospel is generally heard. It's rarely that you pick up the Bible and just kind of find it. Though that's there too. But what happens is the birds of the air come in. The false ministers, I'm referring to in an allegorical sense. They come in and they steal away the truth that was sown in your heart. Oh, that's not so. And you come to a point where it says, well, here it says that he that commits sin is of the devil. So doesn't that mean I shouldn't sin anymore? Oh, that doesn't mean that. Well, here it says wisdom among them that are perfect. Am I supposed to be perfect? No, it just means complete. It doesn't. It just means you've got to believe in Jesus and then you're complete. God writes it down in his little book that you're perfect. But I don't get to actually be perfect? No, sorry. Blasphemers. Liars. Thieves. They're thieves. They steal my words, every one from his neighbor. That's what they do. They steal his words away. They're thieves. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. You neither enter yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering in that to go in, because people go to the Bible and they start to get the truth. Then what happens? The ministers of darkness are there. The ministers of darkness, they're speaking on the television, they're speaking on the radio, they're coming in through the internet, and what are they saying? They're denying, and stealing, and thieving, and robbing, and you'll never get it. Until you hear the truth preaching, and then all of a sudden, someone does say that that's all right. And then all of a sudden you believe. And then you seek the Spirit of God, and he delivers it to you, because now you're believing the gospel. And then the understanding comes in like a roaring wave, and that's what happened to me. Now, not everyone's experience is going to be exactly like that, but if you have the Spirit of God, and you have the truth, you're going to have the power of God unto salvation. If they had known the wisdom that God hides from men, and not just the wisdom that, like, you know, to understand God or to know the gospel or other things, But the wisdom just to be like, you know, Gamaliel. I'm not really familiar. One of the books I'm least familiar with in the New Testament is Acts. And I'm going to have to try my best to quickly find it. I know it's like if any brethren were actually sitting with me, they'd be thinking, oh, come on, Paul. It's this chapter. I believe it's got to be back in the beginning part of Acts, because I believe it's before Paul. And probably before the martyrdom of Stephen. So we're going to probably look back in... it's got to be... Okay, yeah. Okay, thank you. All right, it's going to be chapter 5, I'm sure. Ah, here we go. Here's the wisdom that they hid from... that God hid from the men who crucified Christ. Verse 34, Acts chapter 5. There stood up one of the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, had in reputation among all the people, and commanded to put the apostles forth a little space. Move those guys off a bit, so he couldn't hear. Or I don't know, just kind of stand apart, but somebody heard. And he said to them, "You men of Israel, take heed to yourselves what you intend to do as touching these men." They wanted to kill them. In the verse 33, they were taking counsel to have them killed. For behold, like Jesus, you know. For behold, these days rose up Theudas. Verse 36. Boasting himself to be somebody. To whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who was slain. And all as many as obeyed him were scattered and brought to naught. After this man rose up Judas of Galilee in the days of the taxing, and drew away much people after him. He also perished, and all, even as many as obeyed him, were dispersed. Now I say to you, refrain from these men, and let them alone. For if this council is the work be of men, it will come to naught. But if it be of God, ye cannot overthrow it, lest haply you be found even to fight against God. Now see, even a man who is not of God will listen to that, because many men who are not of God think they are. Remember, all the Pharisees thought we are of God. They didn't think we're a bunch of hypocrites. They thought we serve God. And as Jesus said, there's going to come a time when those who kill you will think that they do God's service. But if God, see, if the men who crucified Christ had had the wisdom, where was the wisdom of Gamaliel when they crucified Christ? It wasn't found.